Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Been busy at the border. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There are new numbers out about apprehensions of immigrants at the border. Even so, the acting head of Homeland Security says separating families as part of a zero-tolerance policy just isn't worth it. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more from D.C.
Chris, Customs and Border Protection reporting 418,000 apprehensions so far this year. In 2018, there are around 404,000 for the entire year. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan told NBC News, family separation is not on the table.
It did not work if you lose the public trust. If you can't maintain an initiative from an enforcement perspective, it's not worth it.
McAleenan said the 1997 Flores Agreement needs to be changed to allow families to be held together while awaiting immigration hearings. Chris?
Yeah, Rachel, President Trump tweets about Supreme Court arguments heard yesterday. The American people deserve to know who is in this country. The justices are deciding whether the 2020 census can include a question about citizenship. Lower courts have ruled that question was added inappropriately. Eight people are hospitalized, hit by a car in Sunnyvale, California. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Chris, police say witnesses tell them the driver of a vehicle didn't even try to swerve or stop before hitting the pedestrians near a shopping center yesterday. At least three people were critically injured. A 13-year-old boy is among those hurt. Police Captain Jim Choi told the San Francisco Chronicle the driver is in custody and could face charges of assault with a deadly weapon as part of an intentional act. No motive has been given, Chris.
Tanya, Sri Lankan's president has asked for the country's defense Secretary and National Police Chief to resign over ignored warnings before Sunday's suicide bombings at churches and hotels. At least 359 people died. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility. Sri Lankan officials blame a local separatist group. This is Fox News.
Spring has sprung, and there's never been a better time to give your bedroom the makeover it so badly needs. Make your bed more comfortable and save some money in the process during the Boll & Branch Think Spring Sale. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world-famous ultra-soft sheets that are loved by three U.S. presidents and millions of Americans. You know our prices are always great, but right now, everything at BollAndBranch.com is 20% off. I'll say it again, 20% off. That means our award-winning sheets start at just $160, and shipping is free. These are $1,000 sheets for less than a couple hundred bucks. And you can save on our towels, blankets, pillows, even our award-winning mattress. Don't miss this sale. We don't have them often. And remember, Mother's Day is just around the corner. The Think Spring Sale is ending soon, so get 20% off everything before it ends at BollAndBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. BollAndBranch.com.
A new Trump administration policy on abortion is expected to be blocked in federal court.
A federal judge in Oregon, Michael McShane, an Obama appointee, is planning to grant a preliminary injunction against changes that would strip funding from any family planning organization that also provides abortions or tells where to get one. McShane calling it a, quote, ham-fisted approach to public health policy. But an attorney for the government says there is no proof of, quote, irreparable harm from the rules and nothing to suggest a political motivation for the change. However, McShane has said his ruling may be limited in scope because he's reluctant to set national health care policy. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten's attorney will argue in court today that she deserves to leave prison. It's an appeal of her parole denial in California last year. Van Houten was part of a group that stabbed a grocer and his wife to death in 1969. She was 19 years old then, 69 now. A female sports reporter speaking out after filing a lawsuit claiming sexual assault by an NBA head coach.
Kelly Tennant claims she visited then Golden State Warriors assistant coach Luke Walton at a California hotel in 2014 to thank him for his help on her book, offering him a free copy when Walton asked her to come in and catch up. What Tennant thought was a conversation in the lobby turned into lewd conduct by Walton inside his hotel room.
This type of behavior cannot be condoned. And no woman should ever be made to feel like a victim.
Tennant in her lawsuit against Walton also says that he continued to make sexually suggestive remarks towards her while he was head coach of the L.A. Lakers. Walton, now head coach of the Sacramento Kings, denying Tennant's allegations as opportunistic. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Spoiler alert for Jeopardy if you want to watch it later. James Holzhauer just keeps rolling along, winning his 14th straight game, passing the $1 million mark in winnings. He has the top 5 one-day scores in the show's history already. The all-time records are 2.5 million over 74 games by Ken Jennings in 2004. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5, 5 after 7. It's Wednesday. It's April 24. Check of our news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Crews will start asbestos removal at Central High School today. The work will be done from 5 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. each day. They expect the work to be finished by May 7th. The asbestos is being removed from the basement below Combs Gym. The city of Urbana will restrict parking and close several streets to through traffic for the Illinois Marathon, which will take place this Saturday, April 27th. All street closings will begin at 6 a.m. The entire route will be closed by 6:30 a.m. Traffic will be pulsed across the route when possible. Some temporary parking restrictions also begin Saturday morning. They'll be removed as the streets reopen after the marathon. An Urbana man, Nicholas Trimble, has been charged in connection to the murders of 2 Danville men. Trimble is facing 6 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 26-year-old Rafael Arevalo and 26-year-old Omar Roman. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Simply magnificent. From simple to simply magnificent. 2 locations, Village of the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Chance of showers today. Otherwise, some clouds and a high 58 expected, down to 48 this evening. Up towards 70 tomorrow with the clouds, down to around 47. Just a slight chance of showers. Sunshine expected on Friday with a high 68. All the guests coming in town, the Illinois Marathon, the 5K activity on Friday night around campus should be good with a low 45. Showers and wind, though, on Saturday's forecast, high 60. Right now, the temperature's at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, happy to welcome Democratic strategist, communication advisor to Barack Obama and Obama for America in 08 and 12, Spencer Critchley from Monterey, California at 5:07 a.m. Good of you to wake up early, Spencer. How are you?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm trying to figure out. Now, you and I probably don't vote the same, and that's fine. I love having conversations with folks that maybe I don't agree with, as long as we can have a conversation. But I'm trying to figure out, are you Steven Spielberg or are you David Axelrod? What are you?
Well, I admire both of them a great deal, so I guess I'd probably take either one.
Because you're kind of an artist. I mean, you're kind of a musician, you're a movie maker, you're kind of a lot of things, aren't you?
Wow, you must have Googled me. I've had a hard time in my life making up my mind exactly, you know, what my career is going to be. So I ended up doing a bunch of things, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Okay. Are you Bernie, are you AOC, or are you Joe Biden? Because there's a lot of difference with these Democratic candidates running for president, particularly like Elizabeth Warren and then maybe a Joe Biden tomorrow. Because that's kind of a, I don't know what direction Democratic Party is going to go on this.
Yeah, it's really an interesting time. I'd say, you know, on that spectrum, I'm more at the Joe Biden end of things, and I'm also just personally biased in favor of Joe Biden because I spent time around him, and he's a wonderful person, and like everybody who's worked with him, I just love him. But yeah, there is a discussion going on and a debate for sure in the Democratic Party about where we need to be on the left, middle, right spectrum. And my personal view of that actually is that it doesn't really matter too much. And I think Democrats sometimes get confused when they think that ideology matters so much to the average voter, because I really don't think the average voter is all that ideological. I think what they really care about is just finding a candidate they can trust to fight hard for the stuff that matters most to them, which is usually pretty straightforward issues like, do I get to have health care?
Yeah.
Do I think I'll be doing better in the future than I'm doing right now?
I think Joe Biden would probably, in my opinion, be the biggest threat to Donald Trump at this moment. But I don't think the left will let him do this. I really don't. I don't think Joe Biden will get traction because of the far left that I think will. Well, he's old and he's white. I don't know if that works right now, Spencer. Does it?
I've really gotten out of the prediction business, especially since 2016, when, like a lot of people, I could not have been more wrong. I also think that because people like AOC, for example, get a lot of media attention, sometimes the size of the actual influence gets overestimated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people like her are terrific to have in the party because we always need new, younger voices, and we need to have people pushing us, sometimes pushing us farther than we may want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all healthy. But I also think the influence sometimes get overestimated. The great majority of the Democratic Party looks a lot like America. It's a big tent party, and like most Americans, most Democrats are in the middle. And they really just want to make progress on these mainstream bread-and-butter issues that most people care about. I think sometimes these ideological differences just get exaggerated in part because of who generates the most media attention.
No, I think you're right. I think it's right down the middle. I agree totally with that. I think that if you and I were sitting at the Philo Tavern, we'd probably have a nice time. I think the same with Joe Biden. I think he's a backslapping guy. I just some of the stuff we're hearing, like Bernie says it's okay for the Boston Marathon guy to vote. I mean, again, that's ideological and all. Wow, do I disagree with that? I'm going, wow, how do we get there? And yet, that isn't a ginormous issue when it comes down to it. It's not going to happen. It just, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I think that politically, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, Democrats are in a very strong position to talk about, look, do you like having health care? Do you like the idea that you won't necessarily have to go bankrupt if you or a member of your family gets sick? Do you want to see tax cuts for the top 1% and big corporations while we rack up a huge amount of debt that you're going to have to pay off down the road? Why, when we're in a strong position on the issues that people care most about, why put forward these fringe issues if you're trying to see how far you can push the limits? I just think politically that's not a good choice.
Spencer Critchley, he's a Democratic strategist. He's an artist. He's kind of a musician, a movie maker. What do you think's going to happen? I know you're out of the prediction game, but I have no clue. You got 20 candidates as of tomorrow with Joe Biden. Wow. I mean, this is a real crapshoot. I suppose you can go to Lloyd's of London to make a bet, or somebody's taking bets. Well, good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, the future is literally impossible to predict, and yet it's a ton of fun to try. And, of course, you know, I guess the whole stock-picking industry is based on
the
belief that we can manage to do it. I think Joe Biden will be a very strong candidate. I think there's a variety of other strong candidates. Pete Buttigieg obviously has surprised pretty much everyone, although I heard an early interview with him some months back on a podcast, actually, that my firm, which Road Group produces, as it happens, and we were struck as we were listening to this podcast we were producing, who is this guy? He's really impressive.
Yeah.
But he's an example of the surprises that could be waiting for us. You know, and if we look back at history, it's been a story of surprise just about it every time. Nobody, I think, including quite possibly Barack Obama, thought he had a chance seriously back in the 2008 campaign. You know, I think he himself saw himself as a long shot. Bill Clinton was a surprise. Jimmy Carter was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think we see surprises more often than not, perhaps.
Well, certainly Donald Trump was a surprise to really carry it through.
Oh, perhaps one of the biggest surprises in history.
Yeah, there's no question. I kind of liked the Ohio Governor Kasich for a while. Anyway, it is fascinating. There are a lot of surprises coming up, and certainly it won't lack for coverage. Finally, Spencer, I'll let you go. It's early. I know it's a busy morning for you. Impeachment, do you think it's going forward, or do you think that the Democrats are going to say this might actually help Donald Trump in the long run?
I was one of those ones who was arguing that we should be slow to turn to impeachment because I think the founders were right to design it to be a political process, political in the higher sense of that word, meaning that it should be reflective of the popular will. Unfortunately, though, I think that President Trump's own behavior, and in particular the behavior documented in the Mueller report, is forcing our hand, and we just have to do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. and take the political consequences as they may be. I also think the politics might not be as bad as people are afraid of, because one of the things I think that President Trump and his supporters are counting on is that most folks won't actually read the report. But if we have months of hearings and then an impeachment process, that's going to turn that Mueller report into video and make it a lot easier to access for the great broader public. And I think that could very well change the politics of this as well.
We'll have to see. Spencer Critchley, how do people connect with you?
You can find us at bootsroad.com. That's my firm, Boots Road Group. I invite people to check that out. And you can find me at spencercritchley.com. We also have a podcast, by the way, called Dastardly Cleverness in the Service of Good, which is nonpartisan. It's just about people who are effective in making things better in the world. And that can be found on any podcast player at Dastardly Cleverness in the Service of Good.
Thanks for waking up early, Monterey. Enjoy your day. Thanks, Spencer. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Spencer Critchley is his name, Monterey, California. Nice to get opposing views. How about
exactly.
That?
Exactly.
ESPN 93.5. Benjamin tells me, my son tells me, it's good to talk to folks that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and that's great. I agree with that. Sometimes if it's somebody that is a certain far, far left, mm-hmm. it's hard to have that conversation.
That's correct.
Because they're sold and they think you're something and all of that.
You got to have mutual respect for each other.
I think that's where it could start. All right, here we go. ESPN 93.5 sports headlines. The Cardinals are in first place by themselves this morning. How about that?
And the ISU product, Paul DeJong, with some big bats yesterday. A businessman special, 12:15 start, heard here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, the Cardinals are now 9-3 here at home.
They've won four in a row, Mike, after dropping that first game of the homestand. And the way they have been winning, timely hitting, they're getting good pitching out of the bullpen, and they've been able to survive Milwaukee's power. The Brewers are hitting home runs, but the Cardinals have been able to get enough to get past them. They really blasted them game one of the series, but won a tight one-run game last night and go for the sweep behind Adam Wainwright today.
The Redbirds have given up four home runs and then four home runs and then three home runs, and they still have been winners. That's how they're going. You just can't beat them right now. They are hot. Four in a row and 9-3 here at home. On the air today now at 11:20 in the morning. We'll see you then as Adam Wainwright will toe the rubber for the Cards. 12:15 is game time.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
How about the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah.
7-2 winners over the L.A. Dodgers with some big bats yesterday.
Swinging a deep drive to right back as Bellinger. It's got a chance. Gone. Javier Baez, opposite field, home run to right. Cubs lead 7-2.
Yeah, and Anthony Rizzo had a dinger as well. Cubbies beat a tough Dodger team at Wrigley.
In fact, four runs in the first inning made Jose Quintana feel a little more comfortable, he said, during the game, which is great. And we're hearing about Addison Russell, Triple-A Iowa, how he's been getting some therapy, and he's hopefully back in action soon. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox, 9-1 yesterday. They've got another game today in Baltimore. Illinois beat Bradley 4-2 10 innings yesterday. They'll face Nebraska in Lincoln coming up this weekend. And Northwestern remains undefeated as they beat the Illinois softball team 8-0 4-2 yesterday.
Doubleheader sweep.
Kofi Cockburn, 7'2", 290, has signed with Illini basketball.
Yeah, good news there. Five-star big man. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Looks like we have a chance for showers today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We've got a high 58, 48, our low tonight. Some clouds in the forecast tomorrow with more mild conditions. High 70, low 47. 68 with sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday. 48 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC. Rosati'sPizza.com. We have an opportunity for you to go to Rosati's Pizza for free. Stand by. That'll be in the next 15 minutes. 7:20 now in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing is reporting a weaker quarter and admits lower deliveries of 737 jets are having an impact on its business, though it was partially offset by defense business and providing services. Its numbers are not a surprise to Wall Street. The company was planning to buy back stock, but it's instead putting those plans on hold. Boeing also is holding off on predicting business for this year because the 737 MAX jets are still grounded. Caterpillar is reporting better than expected earnings. AT&T is reporting a disappointing start to the year. It acquired Time Warner Inc. last June. Earnings for its first quarter are weaker than a year ago and matched predictions from Wall Street analysts. Occidental Petroleum is offering to buy Anadarko Petroleum. The offer is more than Chevron is offering for Anadarko. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
See you soon.
Yeah, I guess you can say this biker gang runs this town. Everyone just stops and gawks as we roll on by.
I get asked all the time about my hog. Its specs and my top distance on this beast.
Yeah, dude. I always tell my fellow bikers to get their bikes at Dirt Cycle and Fitness. They have the best parts and bikes to keep this gang riding.
Oh, you thought we were talking motorcycles? Ha ha, no. We are pedaling for miles.
So go to Durst to join our group of bikers. They have two locations, one on Madison Champaign and one in Urbana on University.
Have you seen those new Durst bicycles? They got like 4-inch tires.
Yeah.
It's like riding around on a recliner.
That's right.
It is really comfortable, and they fit it just right. They make the seat. A lot of people don't like riding their bike because it doesn't fit.
Right.
They can do it all.
They got the big saddles. I know that my son Aiden and I both have one. Aiden's got a 3-wheeler. We ride around Tolono.
There you go. Oh.
Good stuff.
Yep. Durst Cycle and Fitness in Champaign and Urbana. Big sidewalk sale in Champaign May 4. All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you need a dishwasher, stove, you need a fridge, a freezer. They've been doing appliances, that's all they do, so they're going to be really, really good at it, and that's what they've been doing since 1977.
Nice.
That's 42 years ago.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, here you go.
Or should I say, wow?
Wow. 10-year protection plan
that's
is
right.
Free with your deal. You can go price all you want. The low prices are there at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And they know their product, which is wonderfully refreshing when you go in. They can explain the ins and outs of how this puppy works. And you'll see the sticker on it and say, man, that's more than the $400 I played for my fridge. That's 20 years ago.
Right.
You need something new. Go check out all the cool things they've got and all the guarantees. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can start at appliance-world.com. appliance-world.com, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, 726. We have started a partnership with Rosati's in Urbana. Really good restaurant on Gregory south of Krannert. And as their partner, it is my job to get people like you to try their food. They got pizza. Did you know they had pasta, like lasagna?
Right.
Wings are delicious.
Mm.
They got a ribeye steak salad that's just delicious. Even desserts. Few unique aspects about this is I'm going to be giving out $50 vouchers here coming up.
And actually, if you wanted to take it up a notch, you're planning something for Mother's Day or graduations, they have catering too.
Yeah, there you go. But you can get a $50 free voucher. I'll give you the money to go. You'll have to redeem it within 7 days. If you don't, it expires. And after you eat there, you have to tell me what you think. Give me a little feedback. Take you about 3 minutes.
Right in the heart of campus, over by Krannert Center. By the way, Krannert Center had that 50th anniversary toast. And with my husband, Mike Anderson, working there like 27 years, it was so fun to work that room, see that beautiful lobby, have Michael Ross toasting everything, and see so much of the supportive staff over the years. Just a wonderful event. Congratulations, Krannert
Center. It's a cool thing that we have in our town with Krannert. And out the door is Rosati's.
Exactly.
So there you go. Anyway, stand by for that. That'll be coming up in a moment. All right, Paul DeJong, the big hero, bottom of the eighth last night. It was tied.
Wilson working from the first base side of the rubber out of the stretch, the 2-1. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep right center field. Back to the wall. It's a gunner for Paul DeJong. DeJong gives the Cardinals a 3-2 lead, leading off the eighth.
Yeah, I just wasn't trying to pull him. He's throwing those sliders out on the outer half, so just went with it and got a good swing off. I like to use the whole field, try to stay hard through the middle, and, you know, when I pull one, it's an accident. So, you know, I've been confident with my approach lately and try to keep it up.
I'm telling you, Cardinals might just compete for this thing.
So is that a comment after the game at Busch for those who stick around?
Yep. And it's echoing throughout.
I know, I hear it.
Yeah, no, yeah, they interviewed him as Mike Claiborne did the interview, the post game, and they, they talked to him right on the field, and the fans that are there that say, let's just wait for the parking.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. They're entertained. Plus, he got the affiliates in town yesterday with our own Derek Piper filling the seat for us.
Derek went down and represented. The Cardinals do this unbelievable affiliates event for 2 days. They treat you. And there's 150 radio stations that carry the St. Louis Cardinals, and they just they treat you like you're the only one. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat. Okay, well, break for the news coming up. It's our legal expert, Wendy Patrick. You can text us if you've got any thoughts about our show, anything we say or do. You're always welcome. 359-2255, 359-2255. You can chime in about anything that might come up.
Had a comment yesterday about, thanks for having Mike Lindeman on. Illinois Marathon is coming, and the ARC has their health and fitness expo tomorrow, 4 to 8 and 10 to 7 on Friday, when people are picking up those packets and getting things lined up for those races.
All right, 729, we'll check your Fox News next. Jamie Monticelli after that. Legal expert Wendy Patrick coming up, and your chance to go to Rosati's all in the next 15 minutes.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting about migrants this morning, urging Mexico to apprehend the remainder of the caravan, which he says started up through Mexico with 20,000 people. Meanwhile, new numbers out from Customs and Border Protection.
CBP tweeting this morning that the total number of border apprehensions for the first 7 months of this fiscal year 2019 is more than 418,000, surpassing the total for all of fiscal year 2018, which was just over 404,000.
Fox's Griffin Jenkins. In Northern California, a driver said to have deliberately hit pedestrians last night.
Sunnyvale, California police say witnesses tell them the driver of a vehicle didn't try to swerve or stop before hitting pedestrians near a shopping center on Tuesday evening. At least three people were critically injured, and a 13-year-old boy is among those hurt.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports say the driver is in custody. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by the Larry Canfer Gallery. Congratulate your Illini or Parkland grad, or honor that retiree with beautiful art and photography from my friend Larry Canfer, simply the best photographer in the world. I've paneled everybody, so I checked them all.
And I'm so glad that you are such a big influence on him.
Yeah, I helped him get started when I said, point this Instamatic at that barn. And the rest is history. Larry Canfer Gallery. Meet Larry. Check out gift items. See all his work at Canfer, K-A-N-F-E-R, Canfer.com. Stop into the gallery off Neal, off Dunlap in Champaign. It's essentially Neal and Windsor. It's a beautiful place, and it's free. I mean, you walk in, you look around, wow.
That little gallery.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. You'll soon notice some improvements at a few area parks. WCIA says the Phillips Recreation Center is getting a new playground. So is Spalding Park in Champaign and Noel Park. Crystal Lake Park in Urbana is getting a multi-use path. Zahn Park is getting new ADA improvements and perimeter paths. Crews also will be finishing the city sidewalk at Tolson Park. The improvement work will be done over the summer and fall season. This Saturday is the next Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It's an effort to provide a safe, convenient, responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs while also educating the general public about the potential for abusive medications. It's an opportunity for Americans to prevent drug addiction and overdose deaths. So from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Saturday, the Monticello Police Department is among the locations that will be set up to take those. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
High 58, showers in the forecast, 48 our low tonight. Otherwise, we have partly cloudy conditions. More clouds tomorrow, but mild, high 70, low 48. 60 58 the high, with sunshine expected on Friday, showers and windy conditions, otherwise some clouds on Saturday, high 60. 48 now. ESPN 93.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Patrick. I talked to Monterey, right, earlier this hour. Now it's San Diego.
That's
I'm hanging
right
on the left coast. Wendy, how are you?
Good, thank you. I think our weather's probably a little better than in Monterey.
Yeah. What's Monterey doing?
I don't know.
Where's Monterey? Is that...
Well, it's north, and it's usually a lot cooler. We're supposedly going to be in the 70s and 80s today. But I know we joined the rest of the country in enjoying a warm springtime.
Yeah. Wendy Patrick, attorney. Donald Trump sues to block subpoena from House Democrats for business and financial information. Legally, where are we on all that?
Well, legally, his argument is, and I say he, you know, he's suing as an individual, but obviously he's well represented, is that oversight has become overreach. That Congress does have an oversight function, and Elijah Cummings can do certain things and ask for certain information, but not if it does not serve any valid legislative purpose. That is really the argument being made in this lawsuit. And, you know, it's one of those arguments that really should be hashed out legally, and I understand the opposition says, gosh, you know, the lawsuit looks like a set of political talking points. But that is part of the argument, that mm-hmm. you cannot seek information for purely political purposes instead of tying it to an oversight responsibility.
So this thing will drag out a while, right?
Don't they all?
Yeah.
You know, I'm often amazed that lawsuits involving the president seem to be resolved as quickly as they are. And I mean since he's been the president, because Donald Trump as an individual, he has spent his entire professional career tied up in litigation,
yeah,
both incoming and outgoing. He's no stranger to filing lawsuits or to being sued, which is why he doesn't appear to be as phased as the rest of us
mm-hmm.
would be
mm-hmm.
at this constant litigation. But this is an important one to a lot of people, watching to see how much oversight and authority is Congress really going to be able to exercise over the president. That's probably a more important issue, the separation of powers
yeah.
issue, than what is really in Trump's financial documents. I don't know that modern Americans care as much about that as they do about jobs and health care and prescription
right.
drug costs
yep.
and education. They probably care more about that than what's in Trump's tax return.
I agree. Videos of Robert Kraft, a massage parlor, to be released by prosecutors. I got to thinking about that. This is the owner of the New England Patriots that went into a massage parlor and did something inappropriate.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to see? This is pornography. Why would anybody even want to see this?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, salacious material sells, and people want to see these things. And especially when you have somebody so famous that you wouldn't have thought would have engaged in behavior like this. However, yesterday, the judge actually issued a surprise ruling temporarily blocking this release after a hearing. So this is a new hot-off-the-press development. And part of the reason it was going to be released is, unlike many other states, Florida has open records laws. That's probably one of the reasons we know so much about cases taking place in Florida. So that distinguishes it also from the rest of the nation. But now that the judge has temporarily blocked release, he's going to have to take a closer look at whether or not these tapes should be released prior to trial. In other words, as you point out, should we all see them?
No.
Or is it something that should be constrained to the jury that's going to be trying the case?
Woman pleads guilty in homeless vet GoFundMe scam. This was disappointing, to say the least. A guy that gave his last $20 for gas to a couple. In return, they went to a GoFundMe. They raised a lot of money and kept the money.
Right.
Yeah, and it turned out to all be a scam. And that is disappointing is an understatement. I'm glad you bring this up. This is one of these cases that, sadly, has people that are used to being generous and giving money to GoFundMe causes. You know, they may have some pause now. Now, I understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, GoFundMe it's fully protected, they're insured. But nonetheless, you don't want to spend your time and resources giving to somebody that is just going to use your money fraudulently or made up the problem to begin with. How do you determine if a GoFundMe is legit? Let me just throw out a couple of ideas
mm-hmm.
for your listeners. Obviously, if it is a very public verified cause, then you're in good company and that's probably very safe. But if it's not, how is the campaign organizer related to the intended
mm-hmm.
recipient of the donation? That could be a red flag. What's the purpose of the campaign? How will the funds be used? Is the intended recipient the one in control of the withdrawals? And Is it linked to a Facebook page? Are family and friends supposedly making donations and leaving supportive comments? It's a trust but verify system,
yeah.
Because GoFundMe initially doesn't vet the campaigns hosted on its site. How could it? It relies on an honor system, but that doesn't mean you as the donor can't do due diligence to trust but verify and look before you give.
That's great advice, Wendy. Just like, you know, the guy from Africa that wanted me to help him get $100 million in the country ruined it for all the other guys that had $100 million.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, all the other guys. Wendy Patrick,
example.
I really appreciate always. Thank you for your time.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thanks for having me.
And God bless you as well. Wendy Patrick out in San Diego, legal expert.
She's, I hadn't heard her say that before on air exit.
God bless you right back.
Excellent.
All right, we have vouchers for Rosati's Pizza. If you would like to take part in this, all you have to do is text me your zip code, your home zip code. That's easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and text that at 359-2255. You'll hear from us after 9 if you get one of these $50 bills. There are actually $50 fancy schmancy certificates that we invented.
Exactly.
And you can get one, then you go to Rosati's within the next 7 days, then you tell me what you thought after it's over.
I love it.
And it's really good. I say Rosati's so much, I eat there more.
It's because of the cheese.
The cheese.
Probably.
Yeah, it's the cheese.
It's what puts them over the edge.
Shane says he spends buco
on the cheese.
Yeah. And you can taste it.
It's true.
It's really, really good. If you've not eaten Rosati's, they got the thin, they got the thick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can go wrong. There's not a slouch on the menu. So text me 359-2255, your zip code at home. It's all you need, and you'll be in. I'll be able to identify. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Free $50 vouchers to go eat.
Even got a thumbs up, you know, a few minutes ago from Larry Camper. He must have heard our comment.
Well, he's the best.
Of course.
My favorite story is when he was taking Grace's picture, kind of a portrait thing, and I was looking in his viewfinder. I mean, really like a parent, like a chopper, helicopter
hovering.
Thing. Yeah. And who, what artist would even tolerate the guy being in the room? So I'm standing behind him and I'm, that kind of thing. Just really embarrassing for me. And he kindly said, would you step back just a moment? Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Probably right at his
ear. My. It was right there. Yeah, it was if you
reading down his neck.
If you would have videoed it. Oh, look at that. Terrible. I'm sorry, Larry. 359-2255. Text me your zip code. And you just could get this $50 to eat at Rosati's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Bon appetit. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, 741 ESPN 93.5. Cardinals win. The Cubs win. The National League Central Division standing. So the St. Louis Cardinals are in first place this morning. The Pittsburgh Pirates lost again at home to Arizona. They're a game back. And then the Cubbies and Milwaukee are two back. So things are tight as expected in the NL Central. Details coming up. It's quarter till 8 o'clock.
Cardinals win 4-3 over Milwaukee. They've got a day game today. You'll hear the action here on your home to the St. Louis Cardinals, ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, the Cardinals are now 9-3 here at home.
They won four in a row, Mike, after dropping that first game of the homestand. And the way they have been winning, timely hitting, they're getting good pitching out of the bullpen, and they've been able to survive Milwaukee's power. The Brewers are hitting home runs, but the Cardinals have been able to get enough to get past them. They really blasted them game one of the series, but won a tight one-run game last night and go for the sweep behind Adam Wainwright today.
The Redbirds have given up four home runs and then four home runs and then three home runs, and they still have been winners. That's how they're going. You just can't beat them right now. They are hot. Four in a row and 9-3 here at home. On the air today now at 11:20 in the morning. We'll see you then as Adam Wainwright will toe the rubber for the Cards. 12:15 is game time.
Let's get them.
That's right.
If the Cardinals can win today, that 10 games in the first 24 will be over with those Milwaukee Brewers. You only play 19, and this is a real rivalry.
Yeah, it is.
And if Cardinals win today, it's 5-5. 5-5. Five wins, five losses. They'll split the first 10. So let's see if the Redbirds can get out. I'm telling you, Milwaukee's got a lineup. The only thing they don't have, really, is the deep pitching. If they figure that out, Milwaukee hits, every one of their guys can hit home runs. It's really, I mean, they hit 7 home runs the last 2 days. They lost both games. Seven home runs.
That's awesome.
They hit home runs. That's not awesome. It's awful.
Well,
it's just awful.
Oh, sorry.
It's Milwaukee. We don't want them hitting home runs. She's looking at her next story.
I am.
Sorry.
And I was just looking at the four runs in the first inning for the Chicago Cubs, and I was seeing their start is at 7:05 with Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers and Cole Hamels for Chicago.
Want to hear Rizzo?
Please do.
Rizzo.
And the pitch on the way to Rizzo. Lifted to deep left field. Back goes Taylor. Back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone.
Yeah.
Anthony Rizzo.
He hit a... I don't know how many were on base. Anyway, Anthony Rizzo, home run. Baez, a home run. And 7-2.
Yep.
Well, this pitcher for the Dodgers is pretty good tonight. We'll see if the Cubbies can get two in a row against those L.A. Dodgers.
Baltimore beats Chicago's White Sox 9-1. They've got a game from Baltimore later on today. Illinois beat Bradley 4-2. It took 10 innings. We are 26-13 on the season as we gear up to head to Lincoln to face Nebraska this weekend. Our Illini softball team beat by Northwestern. They are undefeated in the Big Ten. 8-0, 4-2 yesterday. From number 21 Wildcats on top, and we'll head to Columbus this weekend to take on the Buckeyes. Go Illini!
Yep.
And Kofi Cockburn is trending in Illini Nation. So
woo-hoo!
7'2", 90. I mean, averaging like 10 rebounds a game.
He's a big, big body. He's a 5-star. Illinois generally doesn't get those guys. So he verbally, now he's signed. It's over. Kofi's coming. How he fits into this up and down when he's a big man, that's up to Brad Underwood. I'm sure he'll figure it out. We got a rim protector, my friends, and he'll start, I think.
That's right.
Anyway, it ought to be fun, and this team's going to be a lot better. I don't know what the preseason Big Ten for basketball is going to be, but I can't think we'll be out of that top five. I think there's going to be that much hope for this upcoming basketball team with Io coming back and now Kofi signed. Ought to be good.
Just coming out of vacation in Florida, I forgot to mention the Medal of Honor that the Big Ten Conference issued to football star Nick Allegretti and volleyball standout Ali Bastinelli.
Yeah.
So that happened on Monday. The Oski Awards celebration was held at the State Farm Center.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, got into my CRV today and just said, you know, I really like the CRV.
It feels good.
It just it sits up a little higher, and it's just a good, solid vehicle.
Yeah.
It's just really good and very affordable. You check them out. The base price on a CRV, I think, runs at $25,000, and as it goes for SUV, pretty good. Anyway, they've got it going on at drivechampagne.com. You can stop off of Neil at Burwash. There's hundreds of Hondas on the lot. I counted every single one of them. So you got your Civics. We're in the market for some Civics, so we're going to look at those. Those are just tremendous values, starting under 20. Just go check them out. They're an award-winning dealership. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, my friend. It's drivechampagne.com, Honda BMW. They got it going. They're really good at every facet of their business, and they'll take care of you. They want you to be a customer for a long time. Drivechampagne.com on the Internet and off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, Honda BMW. Well, it's our friend Steve Suderman. How are you, my friend? I mean, this moving thing is difficult.
You know how they say today's the first day of the rest of your life? Today's the last day of sort of my old life, because today and tomorrow are the last days at 1501 North Prospect, and we've been loading stuff up in trucks, but they're coming for my desk tomorrow.
When you get to the desk, you're serious.
And your personal computer that plugs you into the world, and that's disconnected for a while. That's like not real comfortable. We're in full garage sale mode right now. I sold a 5-speaker all clip surround sound system.
Hold on. This is going to hurt me. Okay, 5-speaker clip. Okay, this is incredible sound. 5-speaker system.
Left, center, right.
Yeah.
2 rears.
Yeah.
$380.
What?
Like, I couldn't believe it. Now, these were speakers that we had on, you know, they weren't brand new, but they'd never been sold before.
I want
that. You had my cell, right? You did have it.
Hang it.
We have sold so many OLED TVs this past week. At the moving sale prices, Mike Ray drove up to Chicago yesterday to reload because they didn't want to have them shipped somewhere where we weren't sure what,
right.
You know, if they'd make it to the right door. So, you know, this is, so we went and got them. We hope to be open Saturday at the Round Barn.
Wow.
We're not going to ever really close, but tomorrow if you call in the afternoon, you'll it'll be forwarded to my cell.
Okay.
So this is
all right.
This is the, we're in the belly of the beast right here.
Okay. So what do I, if I come in today? It's like a garage sale feel.
You will be part of my own GoFundMe program if you come in today. Okay. We're just gonna do it by selling everything we've got at the for less than we can afford.
I could point to that and say, here's what I'll give you, and you just might do it.
I just might do it.
Okay,
yep.
Folks, this is called vulnerable. You might want to take advantage of this opportunity, because if I'm doing this, I'm going, please take it. I'm not lifting another thing.
I can go buy more.
Yeah, there you go.
And have a truck bring it.
This is a rare opportunity. Then you go to North Prospect for the last time, folks, and I'm telling you to drive there before Bloomington Road, left-hand side as you're driving north. It's good vibes. You'll see probably trucks and car doors open and everything else.
And a big dumpster out back, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so then they go in and they'll find somebody, and there's still prices on things, or?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So, again, I can't emphasize enough, he can't really articulate all the pricing because it's just not supposed to be that low. So, good luck to you all, and good luck to you, my friend. I'll see you at Round Barn.
Hey, looking forward to it.
Thank you. Good luck to you. Steve Sudeman, moving good vibes.
1501 North Prospect right now, but not much longer.
Yeah, I'd go in at 9 o'clock this morning.
Over by the DMV next week.
What am I doing at 9 o'clock this morning? I don't need anything right now. I really don't. I want to go so bad. I want to go so bad.
And the organizer who helps me once a month says, as soon as you bring stuff in, you got to bring stuff out,
there
please.
There you go. That's right.
So, yeah.
Anyway, Deals City, this will be the last time that you're going to have this kind of a window. And, again, are you taking advantage of him? He's tired. Kinda. But listen, it's okay, because he's fine with that.
Exactly.
He's willingly giving you the stupid price. That's
Help
what
me. Rather put it in your
I'm
car than
you,
our trucks.
We all know what moving is like.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go up there and just say, how about that for
Negotiate.
This?
Negotiate.
Might get it. All right, 7:54.
For details.
All right, here's your weather.
Looking kind of gray this morning. We've got a 50% chance of showers and the wind picking up. Today's high 58, 48, our low tonight. 10% shot at showers, otherwise some clouds on tomorrow's forecast, but mild. High 70, low 47. 68 the high with sunshine expected on Friday. Then showers and wind back in the forecast on Saturday. Right now the temperature's at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Well, our annual bus trip, Cubs and Cardinals, it's coming up June 2nd. It is a Sunday. I was trying to find a day game for Cubs and Cardinals. That's about all I could get. It is a Sunday afternoon at 1:20, so we leave about 8:30. We should be home by, what, 7? Something like that. Depends on how long the game goes. But
That's
if you'd
right.
like to join us, we have tickets for $139. We'll take you motor coach, whisk you down, parking right next to the stadium. We got the big parking pass.
You can do a check. You can do a credit card.
Yep.
I mean, think of your Mother's Day gift.
Well,
it's kind
go.
Of a to be continued. Yep. Or for that special grad.
That's a good idea.
Been awesome throughout the school career. Why not treat them to this day out on June 2nd? We'll pick up the tab on the ride.
Yep.
And it's so fun.
It is, and if you'd like to join us without parking, without goofing around with tickets, it's a sellout. It's standing room only for these games because it's Cubs and Cardinals in St. Louis, June 2nd. Come on out to our studios at the Pines in Urbana, 2702 South Boulder, which is directly south of the Meyer, and we would love to see you on our bus trip on June 2nd. All right, the news will be next. Stand by, ESPN 93.5.